you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's Career Talk, we highlight happenings from Holy Trinity High's career development exercise for students exiting the secondary level school system. Welcome to the program. Life after high school can be a challenging time, especially if you're unsure about your next move. It requires preparation and succession planning. A decision must be made regarding what you're going to do with the rest of your life, and quite frankly, it's a big decision to make. While a lot of teenagers see high school as a chore, something to get through and leave behind, the reality is that secondary school is the last frontier to cross before the responsibility of adulthood takes center stage. On Thursday, April 28, students at the Holy Trinity High School in Kingston participated in a career development exercise held under the theme, Life After Fifth Form. The session aimed to provide students with feasible options to transition out of the secondary system. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Colette Roberts-Risden, encouraged the fifth formers to make viable decisions as they venture into the world of work.
In a couple of months, some of you will be stepping into the workplace. Some will be going on to further education at various institutions, be it college, university, heart, wherever you may end up. But whatever your next move is, I want to encourage you to make it a positive on the road called the journey of life.
Mrs. Roberts-Risden says young people should use every opportunity as a stepping stone to achieve lifelong goals.
Things don't always go exactly how we planned it, but as long as we take those incremental steps, it may be small steps, sometimes it may seem as if we're taking a backward step, but as long as you remain focused and know that you're going to move along that road, you will end up in a better place than where you began.
The Permanent Secretary also urged the students to be persistent, noting that challenges will come, but having a goal and working towards it can make the difference. Senior Labour Market Analyst in the Ministry of Labour, Shane Palmer, provided the Holy Trinity students with various career options they can pursue.
Two primary areas of employment opportunities, business process outsourcing and the tourism industry. The BPO is one of the fastest growing sectors in Jamaica that is absorbing a lot of persons. And what this involves is a company from overseas contracting the services to Jamaica, to a company locally. They are projected increase in employment for this year and next within the BPO sector as well.
Mr. Palmer says the ministry has several intervention programs and financial grants geared at assisting students to gain employment. One such program is the Education and Entrepreneurship Grant.
It offers financial assistance for persons to pursue education or entrepreneurship activities. So for persons who are struggling to finance themselves.
Senior Labour Market Analyst in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Shane Palmer. And Mrs. Roberts-Risden is encouraging young people to always strive to be well-rounded, responsible, and optimistic.
Young men and young women, you must continue this path to further develop your strength of character, develop your education, so that you can become an asset to your family, so that when you move into the world of work, you will become an asset to wherever you go, and you can contribute to the growth and development of this Jamaica land we love.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security through the Labour Division provides and supervises a range of policies and programs to facilitate employment opportunities both locally and overseas. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for listening. With Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera for producer Shanari Ferron.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.